Welcome to a Wholeness Podcast, a healthy home for hair professionals and our clients, where health and happiness is the top priority for those within the hair industry. Serving those who serve and giving the hair industry one great big hug. Hello, I'm your host, Fliss Downs, a barber, yogi, and meditation teacher. Come on in. Before I crack on with today's episode, if you haven't done so already, please hit the follow button on Spotify or on iTunes and leave me a star rating and review. By doing this, you will be helping me reach a wider audience and get the message out there sooner rather than later. I'd also like to mention that this podcast is proudly sponsored by Earth and Soul Pizza. If you are local to or travelling through Bairnsdale, use my promo code LOVEFLISS. That's LOVEFLISS. And get yourself a free large pizza when you buy one. With locally sourced produce and food exceptionally made by the team at Earth and Soul Pizza, be sure to get your wholesome, blissful pizza. I am sitting here back where this podcast all began. I'm here in the studio at Bairnsdale Bikes, the place that opened up this opportunity to me. So before I go on anymore, I'd first of all like to say a huge, huge, huge thank you to Daniel, the founder of Bairnsdale Bikes, who instigated this journey for me to become a podcaster by enabling me to use his studio upstairs at Bairnsdale Bikes. So buddy, if you are listening, thank you so effing much for giving me this opportunity. More than a year later, and I'm still here, and where I started, I'm ending this season of a Wholeness Podcast before season two comes out in a few months' time. Daniel's not the only one to thank either. I'd also like to say thank you to my dear friend, Alyssa Sutherland. Alyssa was my brand designer for the Yoga Barber and a Wholeness Podcast. Not only is she a designer, but she's also got her very own podcast, Catch Me Outside My Comfort Zone, which was another thing that instigated my move to dive into the podcasting world. So Alyssa, my love, if you're listening, thank you so much for being my little inspo and giving me that little nudge that I needed to say, do you know what? If you can do it, I can freaking do it too. Watching Alyssa grow her podcast, I just felt hungry for that feeling, and I felt hungry to know what it was like to be a podcaster after multiple years talking about having my very own podcast. And here we are with a Wholeness Podcast, episode 54. I can't quite believe it. I've never put so much time and dedication into something that's so personal to me. And this whole journey of becoming a podcaster and creating a Wholeness Podcast to reaching out to other humans, asking them to be a guest on a Wholeness Podcast was just a phenomenal journey to go through and to find a real deep inner feeling of this is what I love to do. I enjoy doing this. This lights up my belly. This is something that I feel like I could do for the rest of my life. Not only have I got the gratitude and the thank yous to Daniel and Alyssa, who ignited and sparked a light within me to create a Wholeness Podcast, of course, I have got multiple guests that have joined me on this journey. So before I go off into a whirlwind with this episode, I want to run through all of the guests and do a big, huge shout out to each and every one of them. Share my gratitude, appreciation, and my thank yous to my guests. Our first guest was Jack Case on episode 4. Jack's a barber all the way over in Perth. Episode 5 was with Earl Sage Wolf. Episode 6, 7 and 8 was with my dear friend Via Finua. Episode 9 with my yogi friend Melanie Severi. Episode 13 with Sherelle King, a fellow soul in the hair industry. Episode 14 with Mahesh, the hairy palm barber. A client of mine, Tim Shelton. Episode 15, who is a former pharmacist. episode 17 with Owen McCarthy, another fellow hair professional. And then in episode 22, Owen's sideman, Lee Windsor. Episode 23 was with Rebecca Letouse, another yogi. Episode 24 was with James Hayes, a multi-million dollar business owner. Episode 25, we came back to Tim Shelton, where we talk about the nomadic lifestyle. Episode 29 was with Lisa, who is a former hairdresser, but now is a mental health clinician, AOD counselor, meditation practitioner, and minister. Episode 30, I brought back Earl Sage Wolf to you. Episode 31 was the man himself, Daniel Rickus, founder of Bairnsdale Bikes. Episode 32 was with Tony, who's a health coach. Episode 33 was with a dear online friend of mine, Yestin, who is a musician. Episode 35 was with another fellow hair professional, the gorgeous Carol Black. Episode 36 was with Merrin, who is the co-founder of Earth and Soul Pizza. Whilst we are on episode 36, I'd like to take this moment, this opportunity to say a huge shout out for Earth and Soul Pizza sponsoring a wholeness podcast since around October last year. Jump into episode 39 with fellow barber Kerry Blue. Episode 41 took me to a conversation with my cousin Wayne Smith. Episode 42 was with yogi photographer Amy Fraser. Episode 43 was with my soul brother from The Holistic Shift, Jake Putin. Jump into episode 46 with Joe Irving, another fellow hair professional who is big into the well-being aspect. Episode 47 was with Phil Rankin, who is a hydration enthusiast. Episode 48 brought us Andrea Lebros from America. Episode 49 with Dave Nelson, founder of Flow State. Episode 50, the UK's leading gender affirmation surgeon, Dr. Ioannis Danos. Episode 51, with Lorenzo, who is a physiotherapist. Episode 52, Matthew Guerin, the barber coach. And last week's episode brought us Dr. Leanne McAvoy, who is a clinical psychologist specialising in self-compassion. Episode 53. So after all of those thank yous, it now brings me to me sitting here and tuning in with what I want to say, what I want to share. I asked in one of my Instagram stories a few weeks back if people would be interested in me being more vulnerable. I've been toing and throwing whether or not to go all out. And in recent months, I've really started to look at my time within the industry and the amount of years that I've been in and out of the industry. I've been cutting hair for 19 years, with some of those years not actually being on a salon or barbershop floor. When I wasn't actually in the industry, I was still cutting my friends and family's hair. So for me, I still class myself as all that time I've cut hair, even when I wasn't actually working directly in the hair industry. I've also been feeling recently that I'm needing to shed a lot of, I would call it grief. The reason why I say grief is because I feel like I've been grieving my time in the industry and knowing I didn't fulfill what I truly wanted to do. Grieving what feels like years wasted in the industry to have got to where? Nowhere. I've spoken with some of my clients recently at how if I was to start my whole career again, I would do it very differently. Hindsight is a wonderful thing, right? And I feel called to share this. If I was to start my career again, as soon as I got qualified, which was when I was 18, back then, the UK was part of Europe, which meant we could have lived over in Europe without a visa. At that time, I didn't know this until Brexit hit several years ago, and I didn't realise how good I had it before Brexit happened. And so I've said I would go back and live in every country in Europe for 6 months at a time and worked in different salons, different barbershops, learnt different languages as I went through Europe. And that would have opened me up to so many different avenues in the hair industry. I would have built so many connections. I think about how cool it would have been to work on cruise ships. But I'm at the point in my career now where my desire to do that has been long gone. But I can't help feel sad that I didn't give myself that opportunity. I feel sad that I didn't give myself the opportunity to go to Europe and work in all those countries and live in each country for 6 months at a time and learn the languages. And I feel sad that I didn't give myself the opportunity to enter competitions. I feel sad that I worked for many salons that didn't bring out the best in me. I feel sad about most of my career, to be honest. And of course, there should have, would have, could have. I know that. And I'm not here to be like, oh, I wish I could turn back the clocks and do it all again. Wouldn't we all? So many of us would want to go back and start again, or go back to a certain point in our life and to not do something, or to do something differently, or to actually had have gone and done something. In December 2011, I consciously left the industry and said that I was never going to walk back into the hair industry ever again. Until it got to the point in 2016, and I'd left Australia after being there for nearly 2 years, and realizing I didn't want to live back in the UK, that I needed to get back to Australia. Back then, for me to get back to Australia and gain permanent residency was to get back into the hair industry. So I disregarded that promise to myself in December 2011, and I stepped back into the hair industry. I stepped back into the hair industry purely to gain permanent residency in Australia. Little did I realise that that would lead me to creating a wholeness podcast, to becoming a yoga and meditation teacher, whilst I'm a full-time barber working towards permanent residency. Then in 2027, I can become a citizen of Australia. So these last 8 years, I have been in the hair industry to purely gain my permanent residency in Australia. I see my role in the hair industry very, very differently to what the generalized role is being in the hair industry, e.g. being a hairdresser, being a barber, working on a shop floor, predominantly working for somebody else. I don't believe that's my role here. The actual act of cutting hair for me no longer fulfills me. I've allowed my career to become stagnant, boring, and something that I do to gain something that I want in life. So I believe that I'm not here in the hair industry to be a barber, to be a hairdresser, cutting specialist, whatever we want to class it as. I believe I'm here to have really found what ignites me, to have found what makes me feel alive, to make me realize many, many, many things. So yes, I'm in the hair industry cutting hair, but that's not my purpose. And I don't want to bang on too much about purpose or my true potential self. But what I will share is my fire is being fed. I'm of course going to continue with a wholeness podcast, taking a few months break from podcasting. And for what's to come over the next few months, well, have I got some exciting things for you. I will be launching my first ever 10-week meditation course online for you to go through a meditation journey with myself. This course is pre-recorded, but I'm also going to be teaching this 10-week meditation course live as well. So there's going to be two different platforms. There's going to be the pre-recorded online course, which will be at a lower cost, and then there will be the 10-week online live course as well, which will be a higher price ticket. Not only that, but I'm going to be focusing more on yoga again. I'm going to step more into the wellness space, teaching yoga, breath work, meditation. So for me to be able to just step into that role within the hair industry and in my life in general, I need to take a pause on a wholeness podcast, because I put so much love and care and time and energy into a wholeness podcast that I've not had the capacity to perform as a yoga, breathwork and meditation teacher. So these next few months, I'm giving myself the opportunity to do just that. And I can't wait to bring you on this journey with me. On my socials, you would have seen me teaching yoga. You would have heard a meditation on one of my solo episodes. And for me, this whole journey, stepping back into the hair industry in 2016, has led me to right now, what I'm doing right now, talking to you, being a podcaster, finding my voice in an industry that I've struggled to be in. And over these next couple of years, I'm going to be working really hard outside my full-time hours of being a barber, building the podcast, building my yoga, meditation, and breath work. I'm going to create retreats around the world. So these next 2 years is basically going to be my foundation. So once I retire from the hair industry, I propel straight into the wellness industry. And when I can walk away from a full-time job being a barber, I'm actually then going to be able to have full capacity to do what I do best. And that's using my voice. It's me sharing my personal journey with people and giving people a space where they can feel safe and feel that they can be exactly who they are. Not only that, but sharing my journey through finding my very own self-worth and feeling worthy enough to have a different life, to step away from a career that I've had for by the time that I leave 21 years. There's so many people out there that struggle with self-worth, and this journey that I'm embarking on to teach meditation, to teach yoga, to teach breath work is to say, you are worthy. You are worthy enough to change your life. You are worthy to no longer experience depression, anxiety, suicidal thoughts. You are worthy to better your health. You are worthy to use your voice. You are worthy to live, to be here. You are worthy to experience this life that you get. Here's a little thing for you. And this is something that really got to me. It touched my soul. The chances of you being born are 1 in 400 trillion. Listen to that again. The chances of you being born, being on this planet, experiencing this life, experiencing being a human, is 1 in 400 trillion chance. That's huge. For 50% of my life, I have experienced depression, anxiety, and suicidal thoughts. And it's only been within the last year that I have started to be eternally grateful that I get to experience this planet. I get to experience connecting with the humans that I connect with. I get to experience what it's like to have a human experience. I get to experience what it feels like to have all the emotions under the sun. And I get to experience now the feeling of what it's like to feel worthy to change my life, to impact others, to shine the light on other beautiful souls. I'm worthy enough to have the life that I've desired for so long. It's only just bubbling. It's only just beginning. But my God, does it feel incredibly amazing to have finally found myself on my very own 2 feet, standing, going, I am fucking worthy of this. I hadn't overly planned what I was going to share in this episode. But what I've just shared with you is exactly how it was meant to have come out. So if any of you are listening who are in a job or an industry that they don't see themselves for the next 5 years or whatever, know it's possible to change direction. Know it's possible to change career. It's possible to change jobs. Know it's possible to find your passions, your purpose, your drive, your flame amongst a turbulent journey. I cannot wait to bring you the 10-week meditation course, which is called Declutter Your Mind. So if this is of interest to you, reach out to me at The Yoga Barber on Instagram. I've got to sort out my emailing list. I've got to promote it and all sorts. I've got to create a waiting list as well. There's just so much to do ahead of me after today's episode. So I'd like to take this last opportunity to again say thank you so much for all of my guests that have come onto A Wholeness Podcast. Thank you to Merrin and Marcus, the co-founders of Earth and Soul Pizza, who've kindly sponsored A Wholeness Podcast. Thank you to Alyssa and Daniel, of course. And thank you to you my listeners, the ones that have come on this journey with me, the ones that have dived in and out of episodes, the ones that have listened to every single episode, the ones that have only just tuned in and listening to episode 54 to have found out what this is all about. And now I'm buggering off for a few months, probably 3 months at the max I'm going to be away. But I promise you, I'm going to be bringing you season 2 with some more epic guests, more stories. I'm going to be a lot more prominent online, so on socials, predominantly Instagram. I'm going to do my best to get onto TikTok and YouTube as well, YouTube shorts and things. I've got a lot to be cracking on with, and so my capacity is still going to be very little for me to be able to truly connect with loved ones, my friends, my family. I do my very best at trying to keep up with all of my friends and family's lives. But on top of working a full-time job, being a barber, and doing all the things I need to do for my future self, for the 37-year-old in 2 years' time, I'm going to need to sacrifice a few things along the way for the next couple of years. So friends, family, if you're listening to this, I love you. I'm sorry that I'm not so present in your life. Any other new connections I've made as well, I will do my utmost to be in contact with you as much as I possibly can. Please know you are all in my soul, my spirit, my mind, my body, and my heart. Until next time, my friends, I'll catch you real soon. Peace, love, and light.